another white male sitting on a podcast spouting his opinions night and day. Another white male sitting on his fat ass, and this show's called the Friday Foreplay.
Hey, it's Ron George Moore with your Friday Foreplay. Say what? Yes. Every Friday I like to bring you that Manitoba Gold. Just a little something you can direct your eyes and ears upon. And I hope you had a great week. It's been a rough one in the comedy world for you comedy fans, especially Canadian comedy fans. Joe Flaherty, one of the original founding members of SCTV, Second City Television, which is a beloved show, a classic show. Like, it's just one of the great sketch comedy shows. Joe Flaherty passed away this week, and I just thought I would direct. I just thought maybe I'd talk about Joe Flaherty. He's not from Manitoba. He's not even a Canadian. He's an American citizen who was exported from the States to Toronto when they were getting their shit together for the TV series. And maybe perhaps, you know, we're going to learn a lot about Joe Flaherty today. His iconic characters are Big Jim McBob from Celebrity Blow Up, Celebrity Farm. What? See, where I still need to learn. I don't know that one. But if you remember the sketch on the show where Big Jim McBob and Billy Saw Hurock, I can't remember them, but John Candy and Joe Flaherty playing a couple of farm boys like to blow up celebrities. Great, great show. Of course, he's Floyd Robertson with Earl Canavere in the SCTV News, and that character also played Count Floyd with Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Oh! Hey, kids. Etc. Just his impressions were great. Quincy. Slim Whitman. He just had that great face, that great comedy face. When he got mad, it was hilarious. And when he was acting drunk, he's one of the great actors who can play a drunk really well. You know, he's really, really fantastic. And I was trying to think of what connection could there possibly be, you know, to Manitoba. The show, the Manitoba Money Shot podcast, the podcast you're listening to, you know, we like to make some connection. We'll always have a guest on, especially if they're from Winnipeg or Manitoba, of course. But if they're just visiting, I'd love to speak to an artist who's just passing through. And Joe Flaherty, it was actually Jason Beck, comedian Jason Beck, out of, where is he from? Gimli now? Is he living up in Gimli? I think he might be in Gimli. Anyway, Winnipeg. I think he spends his summer in Gimli. Why I'm going on about Jason Beck in Gimli, I don't know. But Jason Beck reminded me that I believe he taught a comedy class through the comedy festival way back in the early 2000s, maybe mid-2000s. Maybe late 2000s, shut up. But yeah, so he was here. There's proof that Joe Flaherty actually did touch Manitoba soil. And for me, that's reason enough to spend this episode talking about the greatness of Joe Flaherty. And I wanted to kind of do this, not live, but in real time. Okay? So, I'm just going to go on Google and let's take a look together. Let's discover the statistics of Joe Flaherty. American actor and writer. Where do you go? You go to Wikipedia. The kind words have been pouring in from, of course, everyone who knew Joe Flaherty. Reported around the world. The Guardian, BBC, Toronto Star, TMZ. So, Joseph O'Flaherty. His real name. Joseph O'Flaherty. Born June 21st, 1941. Died April 1st, 2024. An American actor, writer, and comedian. He's best known for his work on the Canadian sketch comedy SCTV from 1876 to 1984, on which he also served as a writer. his role as Harold Weir on Freaks and Geeks. By the way, we are currently, me and the missus are currently binging the Larry Sanders Show. And it's also great because Scott Thompson appears in season 4, and it's so funny. But anyway, if you don't know, Judd Apatow, you know, befriended Larry Sanders back in those days, and he got kind of involved in the show as kind of a consultant and perhaps a producer in the later seasons. But what I didn't know is, first of all, I didn't know Joe Flaherty was part of Freaks and Geeks because I haven't seen it. But I'm sure that's the Judd Apatow, Appetite show. And I've never seen it. So I was like, wow, what a great tie-in to start binging Freaks and Geeks. I'm looking forward to it, especially because, as I said, I didn't know Joe Flaherty was in that show. Apparently he's in it. And starring as Donald the Heckler and Happy Gilmore. Sam, Zippo Lighter, Thompson, he shared the, I think, the clip of him and Happy Gilmore where he's going, "Jackass!" And that was really nice. That was really nice. Flaherty, he served in the United States Air Force for 4 years before becoming involved in dramatic theater. Yikes. Flaherty moved to Chicago, where he started his comedy career in 1969. Jesus, when I was being popped out of my mom. He was moving to Chicago with the Second City Theater as Joe O. Flaherty and would work. Wonder why I dropped the O, eh? I like the O. Joe O. I guess that's kind of hard to say. Joe O. Flaherty. People would think, oh, your name's Joe O? And would work with future stars such as John Belushi and Harold Ramis. He dropped the O in the birth name, as there was another Joseph O. Flaherty registered with Actors Equity. Ah, oh, that is the case. Along with several other Second City performers, he began appearing on the National Lampoon Radio Hour from 1973 to 1974. After 7 years in Chicago, he moved to Toronto to help establish the Toronto Second City Theatre Troupe. So the troupe before the show, that's why he went up. During those years, he was one of the original writer performers on SCTV, where he spent 8 years on the show playing such characters as Big Jim McBob, a farm film report. There you go. Count Floyd, Floyd Robertson, and station owner manager Guy Caballero. Of course, Guy Caballero, who goes around in a wheelchair only for respect and undeserved sympathy. SCTV ceased production in 1984, the same year Flaherty played Count Floyd in a short film that was shown at concerts by the rock band Rush before the song The Weapon. Funny enough, I actually didn't know that, but with all the Twitter action or X, someone showed that clip and I was like, ooh, I had to share that because I thought that was pretty cool. For their tour in support of Grace Under Pressure, and can be seen in the home video Grace Under Pressure tour. Whoop-de-doo! Flaherty appeared in a number of cult favorite films, including an appearance as a Western Union postal worker who delivers Doc Brown's 70-year-old letter in Marty McFly's Back to the Future Part 2. He's in Part 1. And of course, yelling Jackass to Shooter McGavin and Happy Gilmore. Oh, in season 8 of Family Guy, Flaherty once again played Western Union Man. Oh, yeah, he played himself in a Family Guy. Blech. Wow. He didn't know this. His likewise satirized his... Ugh. Basically, in The Big Bang Theory, he played a Vatican worker whose role is essentially identical to that of the Western Union character from Back to the Future. He's married with children. He was in Police Academy, the series. Freaks and Geeks. He was in The King of Queens. I'm just kind of doing a synopsis now. The Legend of Tarzan, Home on the Range. In 2018, Flaherty participated in a cast reunion at Toronto's Elgin Theatre, filmed by Martin Scorsese for a yet-to-be-released Netflix special. That's right, I remember that. They haven't released that, eh? 2018, it's been so long. Release it, fuck! Fuck! I want to see that. Martin Scorsese filmed... Ugh. What happened to that? Beginning in 2004, Flaherty was artist in residence at Humber College's School of Creative and Performing Arts in Toronto, where he taught a comedy writing course. Okay. Maybe Beck went to Toronto? No, I'm pretty sure Flaherty came here. He previously helped found the school's comedy writing performance program. He was married to Judith Dagley for 22 years until they divorced in 1996. They had two children, Gundrum, which is the wildest name I've heard, Gundrum, who is also an actress and writer, and Gabrielle. His brothers Paul and Dave are comedy writers. He died at the age of 82 after a short illness. Oh, it's just so sad. Characterizations. Flaherty impersonated a number of celebrities, including Kirk Douglas, Richard Nixon, Gregory Peck, Alan Alda, Elvis Presley. They don't have Jack Klugman. That's awesome. Flaherty appeared in a cameo in the deleted scenes from Anchorman as the boss of Christina Applegate, played by Veronica Corningstone. Oh, shit. I don't remember that. Damn. Flaherty appeared as an immigration Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer in the Canadian Road Trip episode of That 70s Show. You needed a good cameo, a funny man. You call Joe Flaherty. Count Floyd. This is something I tried to find on Apple Music. Apparently there's an album called Count Floyd, released on RCA Records, 1982. God damn, I'd love to hear that. Feel free to message me if you got a copy. I'd love to listen to it. The Manitou Money Show podcast at gmail.com. And the or social DMs. And then just got a long list of his work. What was his last project? It's always interesting. In film, his first movie was Tunnel Vision. He's in Used Cars in 1980. Man, I'm just going to read these comedies off. Okay, here's a quick list of all his film work here. Tunnel Vision, 1941. The Lady in Red, Nothing Personal, Used Cars, By Design, Stripes, Heavy Metal, Going Berserk, Johnny Dangerously, Sesame Street Presents Follow That Bird, Club Paradise, One Crazy Summer, Inner Space, Blue Monkey, Kid Safe the Video, Who's Harry Crumb, Speed Zone, Back to the Future Part 2, A Pig's Tale, Stuart Saves His Family, Happy Gilmore, Snowboard Academy, The Wrong Guy, Detroit Rock City, Freddy Got Fingered, Slackers, National Security, Home on the Range, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Phil the Alien. Whew! He stopped, but really? 2004 was his last film credit? I never did see that, Phil the Alien. Alright, I'm off the rails now. So he's not in Back to the Future, he's only in Part 2. Okay. I was wrong about that. I can admit when I'm wrong. Speed Zone, oh, I really like Speed Zone. It's like Cannonball Run 3. That's right, he plays Vic Derubas. If I'm not mistaken, very much like Rocco. That character Rocco with the Chia Pet wig. It's fucking awesome. And of course, his TV credits are long. Yeah. Damn, I wish I could... You know, the other thing I liked about Joe Flaherty is how much he waved the SCTV flag. He loved that show. Whenever there was panels, he'd be the one, you know, reminiscing about how great the days were, and he wished it could have went on, and you know, because he was a superstar. He was a real superstar, and so sad he's gone, but I can only assume he's in a better place, right? And the other thing is, like, I loved SCTV. But it wasn't until I moved in with the missus that I really... Joe Flaherty is her favorite guy. It's her guy, you know, from SCTV. And I was always like, you know, I think John Candy, of course, just is, you know, is such a star of the show. But they're all great. But watching SCTV again, you really appreciate Joe Flaherty's comedic timing, his... the way he can just look at a camera and look right into your funny bone, I guess. I don't know. I'm over the moon with Joe Flaherty, and He will be missed. Let's just do a quick, see if I can find a little information on that Joe Flaherty Manitoba connection, and then we're going to bust out of here. We're going to bust a nut out of here, okay? Just give me a sec here. Joe O'Flaherty. See if I can find something. Flaherty, Manitoba. Well, to be honest, I'd pause because nothing was coming up that I could find. But he did perform at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. It's officially as on their WinnipegComedyFestival.com site. Doesn't say the year or anything, but probably during that time he also had a workshop on comedy writing, considering he was teaching it at Humber College. Was it Humber? Humber. Yeah. You know, I also kind of reposted. I saw that someone made a really cool, like, Rat Pack Maudlin's 11 poster. I re-X'd it. Weird. Which is, that was one of my favorite bits on that, on SCTV. There's so many classic bits, but Sammy Maudlin, even the character, first of all, that Sammy, or, yeah, Maudlin's 11 is a great parody of Ocean's 11, but Sammy Maudlin, the character of being like that talk show host, maybe it's just because I'm on that Larry Sanders kick, as I said, but he's just so good. He's so great with the Hollywood schmoozing to each other and slapping the knee and just... Oh, God, Joe Flaherty. You will be missed, man. You will be missed. Anyway, that's the show. Let's cut it there. It's kind of a somber episode, but yeah, that's okay once in a while. Come back on Tuesday for Tuesday Titter. I've got an interview lined up, so that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. And Sunday Swallow, join the Patreon for $1 a month. You get an extra episode every week. Sunday Swallow, or I eat my words, gulp. Made specifically for you. The patron of the Patreon. Hey, have a good weekend. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, kids. Count Floyd here from Monster Killer Horror Theater. My slimy sanctum. Here's my evil, scary crypt where we bring you the monster chiller horror movie. And this week is going to be a good one, believe me. We have coming on from Monster Chiller Horror Theater a film that I think you're going to love. Next week it's going to be... Next week, the Monster Killer Horror Theater, The Odd Couple.